Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Tamar Jacoby being with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back now. In fact, this is her sixth anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. This month is the sixth anniversary since she first joined us to talk to us about the topic that she's an expert at, one of the top experts on the planet on the topic of immigration. Tamar is the president of Immigration Works USA, and she joins us today from Berlin, Germany, where she's over there doing on a fellowship, doing some lectures and studying what's happening over there. And so if you hear a little ambiance in the background, she's around a bunch of other folks, but we're gonna get her in here and see what she's got to say about what's happening first here in the United States. Tamar Jacoby, welcome to the show, all the way from Berlin.
It's great to be here, Jim, and it's a little scary. You're reminding me it's been 6 years. My goodness, how time flies when you're in a political battle.
I thought you were going to say when you were having fun. I thought that's what you were going to say. But thank you for joining us.
That too.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for 6 great years. Tamar, recently, there's something called the DREAM Act. I'm gonna say that's an acronym, folks, for Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors. Who comes up with these names, Tamar? I don't know, but it's called the DREAM Act, and this is part of the immigration debate. It's actually not a new bill. It's an act. It's a bill that's been around for about 10 years or so, but it came up again recently. Tell the audience what this is all about, Tamar.
Well, so I think you have to, especially if you think of this from the point of view of a small business person, which is exactly how I think of it, what immigration reform is really about is figuring out how to get the visas for the workers we need in the U.S., both at the high end, the knowledge workers, the engineers, the doctors, the computer experts, and at the low end, the restaurant workers, the farm mm-hmm. workers, what have you. And that's what the big push over immigration has been for the last 5 or 6 years since
right.
we've been talking about it. Yes, it's been about legalization, but even more important, it's been about rationalizing that system of getting the workers we need.
Right.
When it turned out that it was politically impossible to do that in this Congress, President Obama thought, what can I do for Hispanic voters to say, I'm still serious about this? Is there a little piece of this I can carve off, a
mm-hmm.
little chip, literally, of the block?
He needed a little victory, didn't he?
He needed a little victory, and especially a little victory, again, for immigration reform advocates on his left, you know, on his progressive flank,
right.
and for Latino voters. And the DREAM Act, as you say, it's been a bill that's been around for a long time. It's a perfectly not, you know, good idea. The idea is that if you were brought here as a child by parents who came to work illegally,
mm-hmm.
That you obviously had that wasn't your fault. You
right.
did not make any decisions about being here illegally. But if you had that experience and you've grown up in the United States and you turned out to be a successful young person, either on your way to college or to the military, that we ought to offer you legalization.
Right.
That these are valedictorians. These are potential army
officers.
Do
we have
officers.
Any idea how many people there are in that category?
It would actually be into the millions. There are quite a few.
Yeah.
Especially depending on what age cutoff.
Right.
And they're productive people who we should, of course, want.
Right.
I actually, from a point of view of a small business, you know, because I look at it that way, I would have added, let's put in people who are in apprentice programs as well. So you would
right.
be getting young people going to college, young people going to the military.
They're productive, they've stayed out of trouble, they've gotten an education, et cetera, et cetera.
And you know, the point would be legalize them.
Right.
And unfortunately what happened was that...
Tamar, you're saying, when you say legalize them, you mean make them, allow them to be in the country legal, not necessarily give them citizenship.
It would, yeah. I mean, as things stand, we don't make a distinction. So once once you are a legal permanent resident in the United States, you automatically have the possibility of going to citizenship.
Right, but it doesn't give you citizenship. And when you say permanent, are you saying indefinitely?
What they would get would be, again, and this is because these are just the existing categories, what people have always been talking about when they talk about legalization is giving people what's called a green card or legal permanent residence, mm-hmm. which allows you to renew a few times, to stay permanently, to renew, and eventually, if you decide, to become a citizen.
Right, okay.
And, I mean, one could, if in the future, as one is designing various forms of legalization, one could design something that didn't include citizenship, but you'd have to make up something new, as it were, to get to that. Right now,
right.
The only forms of legalization we have lead directly to citizenship,
right.
Lead to the potential of citizenship.
And so what happened?
So the president proposed this, and they urged members of Congress to go ahead with it. Harry Reid, who got reelected with a lot of Latino votes, was very keen to
right.
move forward with the Democrats in general, thinking about the Latino vote. I mean, it's all become
right.
really a political football over Latino votes. There were never very many Republicans who were, I mean, once upon a time back in the day, it had some Republican
argument against it? What is the, are those who oppose it?
That it's the first step toward amnesty.
Yeah.
And I mean, the real problem, though, I think, in this current battle was that Democrats and Republicans had been cooperating over so little in the last 2 years. This was obviously something that Obama and the Democrats were doing as a way to solidify their base with Latinos.
Right.
It was going to be presented to Latinos as something that Democrats did kind of more in spite of Republicans than with them.
Even if it didn't pass, which it hasn't, they still get credit, right?
They get credit, and for an individual Republican deciding should I support it,
yeah.
There's not going to be much credit to the party. It's going to be mostly credit to the Democrat
right.
party.
Right.
You might know it's the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but you would be bucking colleagues, bucking the kind of sense we want to deny Obama any political victories.
Pardon me, Tamar. I got to wrap it up for the segment. But so the thing is not going to pass, right? It's not going to.
It did not pass.
Yeah,
it failed.
It's history.
It has passed, but failed in the Senate.
Failed in the Senate. Okay, so this is not going to happen, folks. This is just another episode in the debate about immigration. And there's some across the way, there's another debate going on in Europe about immigration. Tamar is in the middle of Europe. She's in Berlin. We're going to come back. We're going to get her to tell us what she has found over there about immigration in that part of the world and how it compares to ours. 20 after, Tamar Jacoby is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.